So today we will finish the topic of galus. The learning today should be aschos as well as a aschos for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. And I will add, I don't know the name, but David's grandmother, whose yard site is today, David obviously was responsible for the share starting. So his grandmother, it's Rezel Bas something. Hold on, give me a second.
The wife's grandmother.
It's his wife's grandmother.
Something Gedalia.
Here it is. Hold on.
Hope
It
her name wasn't
is
Gedalia.
Rezel Bas Moshe Gedalia. So she should also, Neshama should also have an aliyah. Okay. So he says like this. We're going to finish today talking about the proper way that a yid should act in galus. It says, but so tell him that we were talking about when a person's in a situation where the government is preventing him from practicing. So we talked about that a person really ideally should try to move out of such a location and move to a different country. So in his times, it was leaving the Catholic countries for the Arab countries. Nowadays, it's probably the opposite. But he says, even if you live in a country like America, where there's freedom of religion, and you're not bound by rule to not, that you're prevented from practicing, l'hakir ba'atzmeinu, to still recognize amongst ourselves, shanu shvuyim, devuyim, basically that we are still, we're captives, we are low. We are basically the dust that people walk on, and our heritage, the Beis Hamikdash, was given over to Zarim, and we are serving them. They rule over us. So in those countries that we used to rule over, they now rule over us, right? And essentially, we do not control the Temple Mount. And therefore, we shouldn't go around and basically have fancy clothing and fancy houses. We shouldn't show off in Galus. Not to have elaborate celebrations, and not to raise our voices, she writes in song, with a whole bunch of music and orchestras, and even someone who HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a lot of money, he's very wealthy, don't show it off to the goyim of the land, because worse then Sha'ol, worse than Gehenim, is jealousy. That causes the nations of the world to be jealous of Klal Yisrael. And even when they see us with a little bit, their eyes become darkened from seeing. So if the Jews are even slightly successful, we look a little bit more middle class to them. We are in the top 2%, and they are jealous of us for it. And therefore, Yihu ha'anoshim ve'anoshim tznuyim. Men and women should be modest. Don't show off your wealth and your jewelry in front of goyim. When you're building houses, outwardly, you want to have nice inside. You can have it as nice as you want inside, but don't make fancy outdoors. But in a way, he says, outwardly, let it look like a sukkah and like a kerem. It shouldn't look so fancy. And you should be careful even from a yid, from Marisayan. And be very cognizant. Protect yourself from ayin hara. Certainly in front of nachram, but even in front of Jews. So, you know, this certainly applies both here and as well as upstate, that we have to be cognizant that to do inside whatever we want to do is appropriate, but that outwardly it make us feel better, but it's also showing off, and it's going to create an ayin hara from other people. And therefore, you know, upstate, you leave your outside bungalow look like everyone else's bungalow. It doesn't have to look super nice, super fancy on the outside. And then inside, you can do what you want. Fine, we did that. But you do what you should know. How much shmad, meaning this is pogroms and attacks, the gerushin and expulsions, the rois rabbis and other bad things, misfortune, Avraham Avshenu came on Klal Yisrael, machmas kinas agayim, all because the goyim were jealous of us. Because the yidden were not careful not to show off, not to be outward with their wealth. Kemuv Abar Benel, he brings the classic example of the Abar Benel, who we are know very, very, we should all be familiar with. The Abar Benel is the figurehead from the Spanish Inquisition, from the Spanish expulsion in 1492. The Abar Benel was a member of the king's court, and the king begged him not to leave, to make even an exception for him, but he refused. He said, if the Yidden are leaving, I'm leaving as well. And he says, Shebechlal came, Nikra Shema. He says, well, you want to know where the name Abar Benel came? Now, this is not the classical translation. If you want to know what the classical translation is, Av Rabban Kel. He's the father, the Rebbe of God. But there's a play on words of where the name came from. It was a reminder for Dairis of the mistake that the people made in his time. He says, Shahaya li ishtay tabas toiva. His wife had some fancy jewel, which apparently was like the, someone help me out. What's that very, very fancy piece of jewelry, that very fat diamond that's in the world, the biggest diamond? I don't know. Someone here knows it. Shia, you know it. What's it called?
Hope diamond.
Thank you, the Hope Diamond. So this was their version of the Hope Diamond. And Shakol Rayeha Amru, Birabai Anilya. Anilya is Spanish for a jewel. So it became like it became world renowned. And so Rabbi Anilya, so they took the name of Abar Benel to remind them, like, stay humble. Bizet Garam Gerish Sfardi says, and that outward showing of the entire community caused the Goyim to be jealous, which caused the expulsion. V'Yakov Avinu Amar Levanov, and we have it mamish in this pasuk. If you thought that there was, there's no bigger lesson than this. What does Yaakov Avinu tell his sons when they saw that there was Yesheva b'Mitzrayim, even though Yaakov had, right? Yaakov was not subject to the famine because of his bracha, the Shvatim had. But what does he tell the Shvatim? Lama Tisro. We can't show off. All the other nations of Canaan are traveling to Mitzrayim to buy food from Yosef. If we're going to be the only family that doesn't go, so we're showing off, basically, that we're different. Therefore, Lama Tisro, he's willing to send his children down to Mitzrayim, risking that they won't come back, but all because Lama Tisro. So here he ends off. Roi Lanu, he says, the proper mentality that a person should have, Roi Lanu Lachayp es Reshenu, to bend their heads, Ke Agmoin, Ulakabel Agolos Biava, and to accept the Golos with love, Uli Yosenu Nechlem Al Shever Yosef, and that our nachala should be basically making do with less. Shafilu am nacha shulchanenu malei deshin, even if our tables are full of deshin of wheat, oilem labanim shagalim al shulchan aviyam veichnasho ad masnecha. Right? Even if we're being extremely affluent and successful in galus, how could we celebrate that our tables are full when the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mizbeach, is empty? Uksiv al tismach Yisrael al gil ka'amim, don't rejoice like the other nations. Vamru chazal. Gemara bracha says, Asal adam shimalis chag pib oilem azeh. Person's mouth shouldn't be full of joy in this world. But now, in other words, that's the times of Mashiach. We'll be in such shock that we won't be able to get the words out. And then the guy will say, God did this. We should walk with bowed heads and a sense of submissiveness, the fact that when we remembered Sion, the Rais Rabbi Shekaramnu, all of the evils that came as a result, Rav Tushia Ibadnu, and all of the good that we lost. Some message that I talk about every Tisha B'Av, which is why is something that happened 2,000 years ago relevant to us? The answer is every tzara that we have today and every tzara that we endured is a result of us being in Golis and not having the Beis Hamikdash, and that's what he's saying, is that that's how we should connect to our times, that because of the Churban, we're going through Nebuch. October 6th happened. Why did October 6th happen? Because we're in Golis. V'roi shenales Yerushalayim al roi simchasenu. We should elevate Yerushalayim over our simchas. V'nikanem ha'oid. We should be extremely humbled. U'bazei yis'ash yisrael ikim lanu. God should pay attention to us. V'yachish l'galenu. Feel for our Golis. V'yivne beis ha'migdash. May have yameinu. Amen. God should rebuild the beis ha'migdash. Amen.